Special afternoon episode that we are having. It's exciting to be back again this week, and we are continuing our discussion about communication. This is what our focus is for this whole month here at Sped Homeschool. And on Tuesday night, we talked about practical ways to teach nonverbal learners, and we talked a little bit about AAC. And today, we're going to really jump into that. And my guest today is Carol Zangari. Welcome, Carol. We're so glad to have you here with us.
Thank you.
Yeah, so our guest on Tuesday night.
Thank you so much.
Just couldn't say enough about you and your website. So we're definitely going to be talking a lot about your resources.
Who did you have?
Oh goodness, now I'm going to forget her name. She has
I can go back and look when you publish it.
She has a website called Practical. Now you really put me on the spot.
No worries. Yeah. I'm sure I'll recognize her once I see her through the video.
I was really excited when I talked to you because you said, well, this is National AAC Month, and we didn't even plan that when we scheduled communication this month, and it fits so nicely. And that's when you got excited when I was talking to you saying, oh, there's lots of good deals we can talk about. So that's what we're going to dive into a lot today. And we're going to talk about free and low-cost resources to support AAC learners. And so that's going to be a fun topic. So I kind of want just our audience to get to know you a little bit and kind of tell us about your background as well as, you know, why you're passionate about this. And, I mean, having a website called Practical AAC, that's it means that your life kind of revolves around this a little bit.
It does. So I've been a professor in the speech language pathology department at Nova Southeastern University in kind of suburban Fort Lauderdale for about 25 years. I was at Purdue before that. And yes, my career really has been all about AAC and the practical aspects. I think, prior to becoming a professional, I did a lot of work as a paraprofessional and interacted a lot with folks that had very significant communication challenges. So if we had 2 hours, we could go way back to when I was a candy striper, delivering the mail to nonverbal individuals who had lost their ability to speak secondary to stroke, and how we learned to communicate with things around, in the environment. And then kind of fast forwarding to doing things like Jerry Lewis summer camps, for multiple muscular dystrophy association, and then really getting into my graduate work in speech language pathology. And so I have always, worked paid or unpaid with folks with developmental disabilities, children and adults, and have always gravitated to those folks significant difficulties, either secondary to a physical challenge like cerebral palsy. It could be an intellectual disability. It could be something like autism. And then on the adult side, I know we're not talking about that today, but we all have different experiences in life, and we never know where the universe will take us. But, working with folks who've had aphasia secondary to stroke or ALS, things like that. So I've been a professor for, I retired from doing clinical work rather recently, but I teach AAC courses at the doctoral and master's level, love to write about it, both in books and products, and also in social media.
That's great. There's so many applications to this. And I think that's, kind of what you just summarized is, it isn't just one track of people that could use communication. It's communication across the board is necessary to function in life. And there's so many things that have barriers for that communication. And so having ways to supplement those gaps that are caused by a variety of reasons is important.
Exactly. And I'm so glad for this opportunity, because the reality is everybody communicates, right? We're just really talking in the AAC world is how do we elevate that communication modality or the communication strategies that people are using so that their world, that it's not driven by us as professionals, but they can say whatever they want to say to whomever they want to say it, when they want to say it. It's not really, you know, kind of guided by us. Exactly. Mm-hmm. It is a really good opportunity, since we're here in October Global AAC Month, mm-hmm. because there's so many misconceptions about AAC. And I know today we're focusing on what are like the free and low cost resources mm-hmm. that you guys who are on school journey, what you might be able to take advantage of so you're not constantly breaking the bank or reinventing the wheel.
Right, exactly.
But also, you know, this idea that, you know, this comes with a lot of strategies, and we're not going to talk about that today, mm-hmm. but there are so many wonderful strategies that you'll be able to use with these resources. And hopefully some of that was covered on Tuesday.
Yes, and that was my guest. Thank you, Nina, for reminding me. It was Rosemary Gallagher who was on,
on nice.
Tuesday night. Yes. So I tend to just focus on one episode at a time because my brain doesn't tend to stretch any further than that. So I'm kind of in that mode. Plus, right before we got on, I was running around my house trying to get my internet to work. So I'm kind of in a frazzled state at this point. But we are here and I'm so excited. And we did go through a lot of strategies. She went through ways to test students to make sure that they're, you know, how do you find the knowledge that they have, and talking about the percentage of accuracy as you use certain things. So that was really good to go into. I think it encouraged a lot of parents who, especially I think the parents that were asking questions that night had nonverbal autistic children, and they were kind of at a loss as to what is going
right.
in, what, you know, what is sticking. But like you said, there are so many other ways to implement AAC as well. That's great. So would you like me to bring your slides up?
Sure. Idea to start off just with this slide, because those of you who are already involved in AAC and are working with your child on a particular speech generating device, we call those SGDs mm-hmm. or AAC devices or AAC apps, right? You're already affiliated with a vendor, right? The manufacturer of that AAC app, that app developer, or that AAC company who created the hardware. Mm-hmm. And what I wanted to is that they have a number of wonderful resources, and it always makes me sad when families have been working with a particular AAC device for quite a while and they just discover some of these resources. So I want to not assume that you know everything that's there, but really share with you where to look and what to look for, because these AAC companies have wonderful in-house expertise, technology specialists. Sometimes they are special educators. Sometimes they are speech language pathologists. And they absolutely love the mission that we all have to provide a better quality of life through better communication folks with significant communication challenges.
And a lot of these names are very familiar. It seems like these are the ones when you search for AAC devices or, you know, communication devices. It's they're definitely at the top of the line. You know what they're
exactly
doing.
Peggy. And what people don't realize is you can count on them for far more than product information.
Yes.
And the other thing I have to say, and this is a personal opinion here, I find them to be extremely generous in how they approach this. In other words, they're not sales oriented. The philosophy that mirror, and this is one of the reasons I love them so much, not mm-hmm. just these ones I've given you examples for, but the industry as a whole, is that they really feel like, you know what, the rising tide, it lifts all us little boats. And so if we use our web resources to teach you a strategy, whether mm-hmm. you use it with our equipment or somebody else's, it's all good. It's all good. We're all in this together.
Mm-hmm.
So don't get concerned as I go through these slides if your kid uses isn't on here. These are generally not limited to a specific technology, right? Okay. They have all of that, of course, right? Here's how to use our stuff, but they have much more than that.
Good. That's great to know.
So we can go on to the next one whenever you're ready.
Okay. Well, here we go. So talking about AbleNet.
Right. So I'm going to start with a company. Yeah, with AbleNet. And like you said, many of these are already familiar.
Yes.
They've been around for a long time, are a wonderful, wonderful company. And I wanted to point you, you know, in each of these slides, you'll have the URL for the company itself. And then because they have such robust websites with so many resources, it can be hard to dig through and find the specific stuff I'm talking about. So I've tried to point you in the direction of that particular thing.
Okay.
And what I can do, Peggy, after I can make a little PDF of these slides and send that to you if you want to make that available to any of your community.
Yep.
It will be helpful.
To our quick resource. We create a quick resource guide at the end of every month, and then we can even add that as an ongoing thing. So it'd be easier for our parents.
Okay. Yeah, sure. I'd be happy to do that.
Okay.
Right.
Awesome.
So AbleNet is known for many things, but I think it's one of the go-to places that many of us for individuals with the most significant disabilities, whether it's intellectual disabilities, whether it's physical disabilities, or a combination. They do more than that, but you can just really count on them for those things. And one of the things that they've done for a long time is that they've helped us understand how to use all this wonderful stuff they have. And they have this set of resources called Remarkable. And if you go to that URL, what you'll see is just entry after entry of different activities, different suggestions of how you could use
great.
This pretty simple technology work. And so it could be a book about healthy eating, right? How do you integrate that with the AAC device, with switches, with other simple technology that your child has or maybe should have?
Right.
And fit from all this stuff. So check out their remarkable ideas. And just as time allows, if you're looking for ideas, go there.
Right. Oh, and I want to point out too, for those of you who listen to this on a podcast, I know that this is very visually intensive. So you may want to this time go over to our YouTube channel if this is a subject that you really want to dive into and watch the YouTube versus trying to listen to the podcast, because there are a lot of links and pictures. And one of our guests just made a comment. She says, we use, I don't even know how to say that. Is it
Proloco to go.
Yep. Proloco to go. Okay. She said, and they have a very active Facebook group, and that's very helpful too. So a lot of them probably have.
Absolutely. Yeah, they do. And they have very active Facebook communities. So many of these companies don't just have their sort of company page, but they also have user pages. And as your participant is saying, active group where you can go for questions, not just, you know, it could be how do you use the app in the case of Proloco to go, or it could be like, oh, I know how to use it from a technical point of view, but my kid isn't really like to use it. What do I do? And they'll give you lots of ideas.
Yeah.
Get so AbleNet, check their remarkable ideas, but let's go ahead to the next slide as well.
So this is still about AbleNet and some more of their resources.
Yes, but this is still in AbleNet, an AbleNet full series that they've had for many years, and they call it AbleNet University. And you can sign up for their live webinars, and they also have a ton of archived recorded webinars. And I highly recommend them. They have some of their in-house people do them, but they reach out to assistive technology specialists, to teachers, to therapists on all different topics. And very little of it is about their specific products. Most of it is, how do you do to teach, you know, language, to teach, you know, to get kids engaged and all of that. And they're all free. they're all free. Oh, I haven't, I mean, they have some paid services, mm-hmm. but the majority is free. And they have a ton of them that are up there. And I really, you know, I participate in them as a learner. We can go mm-hmm. to the next slide.
Okay. Awesome.
Here's one that, you know, I sign up for these all. I still have lots to learn. I've been doing this my whole career, but we're not finished yet.
There's a lot of stuff I don't even know about. Like I told you when I before we started, I said I'm going to be asking questions like a very stupid parent because I have no background.
No,
with this.
I mean, it's actually better, right?
Yeah,
to do it, this way.
Mm-hmm.
So. Yeah, so here's just an example of going into the recorded webinar section. You can search for anything I hear. And I've got a phenomenal presenter, Kelly Fawner here, presenting along with Sharon Redman, who, you know, I see her at conferences all the time that I pay big bucks to go to. So here you've got a free webinar from her. So really kind of keep your eye out for the webinars on AbleNet University.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead, since we've got a bunch to get through here, let's go ahead to that next slide. And Natchez probably already knows this one since she works with Proloquo to go and her little one. Assistiveware is the company that makes Proloquo to go and a number of other wonderful products. Proloquo for text is one. So if your little one, you know, as they're growing up becomes highly literate and mm-hmm. doesn't want to use picture-based stuff anymore and they just want to use text, that's great. Or you were talking specifically about the case of autism. We hear from time to time from autistic teenagers and adults who speak for most of their life, but when they're under high stress conditions or when they're a little bit under the weather, right they lose the ability to access their spoken language. Mm-hmm. And so some of them will use a product like Proloquo for text or other text-to-speak products in order to communicate in those situations. Does that make sense?
Yes, completely. Yeah, that's the high anxiety.
Okay. So, yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. As a matter of fact, I had a guest author on my blog a number of months ago who is in that situation, and she's a doctoral student in neuroscience, and she teaches, you know, neuroscience labs with her students, and there are times where she teaches completely through AAC.
Wow.
So, yeah, just a kind of, there's a lot out there. A little bit of a detour. I was telling you about that because those products, that product I was mentioning, Proloquo for Text, is also made by Assistiveware. But they have a wonderful sort of companion website called the Core Word Classroom. And I'm sure when Rosemary was talking on Tuesday, she told you a lot about core vocabulary, probably. Is that correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah. Here's the thing, Larry, if you didn't have a chance to tune into that, refers to high frequency words, right? The words that all of us use most often in our day-to-day lives. And for the most part, these can be a little bit of bit abstract. Right? They can be pronouns, words like I and you and it.
Yes.
They could be words like have and get, right? And you know what? Those can be tricky to teach, right? We don't have trouble teaching bubbles or book, right? Those are really concrete. But teachers, therapists, parents need a little bit of guidance when it comes to these core words because it's not so straightforward. And so they have a wonderful site called Core Word Classrooms that has amazing free resources that you should know about. It has lesson plans, which I know homeschoolers along with the rest of us really like.
Oh, yes.
It has 5 minutes. Fillers, word of the week sort of resources and materials that are all free for you to download. So if we go to the next slide, you can see that some of these resources are specifically for the home environment. So if you're interested in doing lessons, right, around bedtime, right, here are the kinds of core words that you would use. Here are the ways you could put them into sentences. Here are the different functions that these core words could serve, because we don't want to set our kids up so all they can do is ask for stuff and boss us around, right? Okay, they're going to do a little bit of that. You know, we're moms.
Critiques that people that don't understand how this can be used outside of that needs and wants and into communication.
Exactly. But we want them to be able to use these words to tell you what they think about a bedtime story. Happened in school about that story, tell you that they don't want to go to sleep. They don't want to read that book, right? They deserve the option of communicating all those things. And if we don't give them to those options through AEC, you and I both know what's going to happen, right?
They're behavior. Either
gonna And you know what, Peggy, given the choice between them showing me their behavior or the other option, I'll take the behavior, because the other option as a prognostic factor is a lot worse. The other option is that they shut down. So if they reach over and pinch me, if they pinched me or pull my hair to tell me that they don't want to do that, that they're bored, right? I know they're trying to convey something to me. And so now my job is to help them do that in a way that's maybe safer and feel more, you know, better understood. Because if you pull my hair, that could mean a lot of different things, right? But if you shut down, but if you shut down, now I have a much harder problem to deal with. Mm-hmm. Now I have to teach you that communication is power first before I can start to teach you the words. That's why we really think it's important to stretch communication beyond those basic. All right, let's move on to a different manufacturer. And next we are going to another app developer, and many of you may not know the company Avaaz. They're not as well.
Is Avaaz then an app you can use on an iPad, or how
it is? It is. Okay. It's an iOS app, so you can use it on an iPad, and the one wonderful thing specifically for individuals with autism, although they are used in a much broader way as well. They are based out of India, and they have wonderful, it's a very powerful app, and they have wonderful resources. So I'll just share with you that they have a lot of resources about learning what AEC is about, myths and facts, recorded presentations. And then the thing that I think that a lot of families read, a lot of user videos and stories and testimonials. And most of the times when families are involved in this, it just really helps to see other people who are traveling your journey. Yes. They may be using different equipment, but their kids, you can see yourself in them. You can see your aspects of your kids in them. And so I just wanted to point that out.
Yeah, it looks like they have a lot of great resources.
Yeah, so take a look at that. Let's go to the next slide, please.
Okay. Cough Drop, that's an interesting name.
Their app, Cough Drop, This is a wonderful company, and they actually started because they have a child in their family who has AAC needs. And one of the things that I just adore about Cough Drop is that it works on many platforms. So you can use it on iOS, right? Your iPad. You can also use it on an Android, right? Even really low-cost devices like a Kindle.
Oh, wow. That's not very common.
Or you can use it on a desktop. You can use a Windows version. Okay. Yep. Wow. Yep. So that's really, really helpful if you're a lot of these things that are out there are budget busters. Really look at Cough Drop. They have a lot of free resources as well. And I just selected a couple to share with you. But one is they have a starter kit that helps to kind of get going with this. They have a lot of therapy materials. Like I just put in this screen there, just a material that you can print out and you fold it up and it makes like a die, you know, to play a dice game, right? So if you, if you're working on pronouns, right, and you adapt a game, let's say you're doing Chutes and Ladders or Candyland, and every time you sort of roll, you also toss this pronoun dice, right? Then I know I've got to make a little sentence with the pronoun that landed. Let's see. Other things. Yeah, just lots of materials. Also posters that you can print out, display around, you know, either, you know, your child's therapy space, their bedroom. Some families put them on their refrigerator in order to remind themselves what kinds of things to model or focus on. So look for that.
And then
let's go ahead to the next. Yeah, there's so much on there. Let's go to the so again, more free resources. They have a companion site called Core Workshop, Communication Workshop, I'm sorry. And so at that URL, you will find some resources that you can download and utilize. And then the other thing that you'll find on the main Cough Drop site is they do a lot of sharing of the specifics that go along with the app. So this app has wonderful features that homeschoolers might really like. One is that it's easy to make an administrative team around your kid and then share that with all of their with all of their stakeholders. So it might be that you might have a low vision specialist come into your home. You might have a speech language pathologist who works with your kiddo, or a PT or an OT. And you can all have them all in the back two-part, you know, to kind of see how this is getting used and all of that. So when you make a screen, and so they make it very easy for everybody to share communication boards, whether you use them in the app or you just print them out. You can do that for free without even owning the app. So I wanted to make sure and mention that. And then if you'll go to the next slide. Let's just see here. So another really wonderful thing that they do, and you guys should watch for this, is they host a free online conference on AAC at the end of June each year. And there are three tracks, you know, and including one that's a family track, but you can go in and out of each one. And they have top-notch presenters from all around the world. And they're on a variety of topics. People with AAC needs are presenting, as well as a host of professionals. And so look for that. And if you want a taste of that, you can, you know, search the web for their AAC in the Cloud conference. That's the name of it every year.
Okay. Yep. And I will definitely make sure we keep an eye on that and let our audience know.
Yeah.
Said, like, she said that was a great idea, the dice game. So,
yeah.
To have resources like that. And just, you know, the problem is it's finding them. And so the links that you're sharing are just wonderful, so we don't have to go searching for them.
Exactly. And that's exactly why I wanted to do it, so that you didn't have to feel like you had to reinvent the wheel.
Right.
So next we've moved on to Prankyromic Company, PRC, Saltillo. These are two companies that always played well together. They did kindergarten well, PRC and Saltillo, and they've recently merged. Saltillo are in the process, I think, of merging all of their resources, but independently, they each have wonderful, wonderful resources. Things for PRC is one of the original AAC companies back in the, you know, mid-80s that developed these resources and these speech-generating devices for individuals, but now they have a ton of other resources on their website.
Great. Yeah, it looks like
Some webinars as well, some implementation classes.
And really inexpensive. Yep. I
mean, some of those are free. Some of them are very, very low cost. Yep. Mm-hmm. And implementation guides. Let's go to the next one. They also have a very powerful website called AAC Language Lab. And this is a paid site with some free resources, but it's one of those subscription type sites.
Okay.
And IFC Saltillo products, you really should consider looking into this. But first of all, play around with the free resources. Mm-hmm. They have a whole host of things that essentially allow you, it's almost like your curriculum is kind of done for you in a way. Wow. And what I really like about the way they've just done this really thoughtfully. They break it down into different language stages. And so you don't have to weed through this and see, okay, given my child, which stage does he fit best in? Now, it's not maybe going to be a perfect fit, but it'll give you an idea of where to start. Mm-hmm. And then from that, you'll get an idea of what you might be working on, and then the specific resources to do that, whether they are, we can go to the next slide. It shows it a little bit bigger.
Oh, okay. Yes. So you've got activities, lesson plans.
It just shows a little bit bigger. Yeah, exactly. And lots and lots of downloadable resources. Again, you guys are too busy. You don't need to be reinventing the wheel.
Right. Exactly. That's great.
All right. Let's go to the next one. I'll show you some more resources that they have. If you are really new to AAC, or let's say you're not new to AAC. I'm just reading Nina's comment here. She uses Language Lab. I'm so glad. Nina's saying the Language Lab, if you have the device that you've purchased there, the Language Lab is free for a year or two. That's fantastic. Thanks, Nina.
Yeah.
I'm so glad you brought that up.
Good to know.
But going back to this other URL, Explore AAC. If you're new to AAC, or maybe you're not new to it, but maybe you want to introduce, it'd be really hard when you have a non-speaking or minimally verbal kid to get everybody on board. You know, you get a lot of judgment, people overcorrecting your kid, or just misunderstanding them. So it can be really helpful to give them some resources so that they understand more about why you're doing what you're doing. And this is a really good resource for things like that, right? It could be a PCA, right? A personal care assistant who works with your kid.
Yes.
You know, you can't to be bringing them up to speed on anything other than your specific child.
Let's go
to the next one.
Okay.
So the next one is also from PRC Saltillo, and it's called PASS Software. And this, if your kid uses the PRC AAC devices, you should definitely download this software that they make free to all of us. What it does is it allows you to emulate their device. Well, what's good about that? A couple of things. One is, let's say you want to make some changes to your kiddo's device, right? If you have this software up on there, right, and you upload you connect it with your kid's, particular page set, then you can do the editing without taking the device away from your kids. So, he may be napping and you think, oh my goodness, Halloween's coming up. We got to add some vocabulary here.
Yes.
Yeah. Computer, and then just do this, transfer it. But then you can also use this to make therapy materials, right, that you're going to use. Let's say you're going to focus on the word you or the word go, right? You can use this to make materials if you wish. So check out that PASS software. It's a free download, and I'm really grateful.
Yeah.
In the next slide, we're going to go from the PRC side to Tillo side.
Okay.
And Saltillo has another wonderful, wonderful company. They tend to work a lot more with apps. Like WordPower, and they have a product that's also a free download called Chat Editor. And again, what it does is it emulates your child's AEC device on your desktop. Now, this one doesn't work with Mac.
Okay.
Device, but I love it. It does everything but speak. And so there's a lot of ways that I'd use this, but one of them is this. Let's say that I'm planning to read the book Pete the Cat with my kiddo, right? And he's off with his behaviorist, let's say. He's got his device and I don't want to like take his device with him, right? Because taking his device away from him is like putting his tape over his mouth and that's not a good thing.
Right.
Right.
But I want to know, okay. Ability to do something with it too.
Or reading. Exactly. So I want to prepare myself. Okay, I'm going to read Pete the Cat for him with him when he's gone. What words are in his app and where are they? So then I can pull this up on my laptop and just look around and kind of leaf through the book. And that helps me get a little bit more prepared. Does that make sense, Peggy?
Yeah, it does. So you, because I'm sure as they build the vocabulary, you're not going to remember every single word that's in there. Their device.
Heck no.
Exactly. And you're not exactly. Twice either. Three times.
Exactly. Or let's say that I want to make a couple quick therapy materials. Maybe I'm getting prepared for the behaviorist to come and I want her to be able to use his, let's say his target phrase might be go and then another word. So I'm going to maybe make a couple of therapy materials that have those and print them out for her, right? To make it easier for her to integrate these. Right.
Okay.
So and this chat editor, again, a free download. It makes it super easy to do.
Definitely.
Let's go to the next slide. I'll show you some more things on their site. And on this page, you'll find a ton of downloadable resources that go along with their AAC material. Let's say that on their iPad, your kid uses a version of Touch Chat with WordPower. And this one's a little small, so it's hard for me to tell, but it might be something like WordPower 60 Basic, right? Well, there's times where using that on the iPad isn't appropriate. You know, cue in the pool as we think about that here in South Florida,
yes,
or the sandbox,
exactly.
Right?
Uh-huh.
Right, or any number of things, or let's say it's not charged, or you know something happens and you don't want to use the technology, or you can't.
Mm-hmm.
You can download the communication boards that essentially are their main screen. You can download those in poster size, or in just regular 8.5 by 11 size. You can download whole flip books based on your kid's app, kind of like what you see here on the right side of the screen.
It's just spiral bound, so you can turn the pages
exactly
based on what they need to access. And it looks like
exactly
how they're cut.
And so sometimes
the bottom is just kind of their most frequently used words that are always visible.
Yes.
Okay.
Right. So in the bottom part in this particular one are their main screen. And then you flip through to some of the other words that would appear in the other screens if we were using the technology and press that button and it would navigate to a different screen.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things that families use this for, too, beyond those experiences where technology is not appropriate, is every once in a while you'll get a kid who gets so engrossed in the technology that they're not really using it for communication. And that's fine for the most part.
That's other kids,
right?
Too.
Because
that's a typical thing.
Exactly. I mean, a certain amount of experimentation and play is fantastic for language learning, right? Those of us who have raised typically developing children, we heard them babble in their cribs, right? And jargon and talk to themselves. Mm-hmm. That's beautiful. That's part of how language is learned, right? So in AAC, you're going to see the same kind of thing, but you might see it at 8 or 10 years old because that's when they're learning this language, not when they were 8 or 10 months old. Right. So I'm not really worried about that for the most part. But every once in a while, it becomes problematic. And families sometimes will bring in the no-tech version of the communication system so that it kind of get productive.
Yeah.
But for the most part, I don't worry too much about that experimentation. Yep. Yes. All right. Let's go to the next one.
Okay.
And let's see here. Now we're going to transition to Toby Dynavox. Now, this is another situation where two companies merged a few years ago. Toby, a European company, Dynavox, an American Pittsburgh-based company, merged a couple of years ago. Again, both are have been a very long time, and they have a phenomenal amount of resources on their site. Everything from how to get started with your particular AAC device to lots and lots of recorded webinars, which you see the titles of them there. They're all free, and a variety of topics, some of them which will introduce you to their devices or how to do particular things with their device. Screen, it shows it a little bit bigger.
Okay.
Yeah. So that, you know, you can, you know, focus on very specific things if you have that need, you know, creating a new user, let's say, or looking at the different levels. It could be anything like that.
That's very helpful.
All right, so that's about
sometimes so scary for people. And when you have a video that walks you step by step through, it's why people watch YouTube before they fix their car and do all these things, because
exactly.
It's so nice to just have that visual, and
here's the thing, they're going to give us a PDF, a searchable PDF that if you know a video is not your style and you want to read stuff, you have it that way too. It's just that, you know, we want to honor all learning styles.
Yes.
So let's go to the next one.
Okay.
Those are a lot of product specific resources. This company also, is affiliated with Meyer Johnson that makes BoardMaker and BoardMaker Online. And so a lot of their videos are related to doing things with that. If you use that software, you might check that out as well. Mm-hmm. But I also wanted to be sure everybody realized that they also have terrific resources that are not specific to their devices. And so I pulled one out, writing, right? What goals, how should we be developing these goals? And it's a wonderful free resource
because we have a lot of parents now writing their own IEPs because Social Security Administration has started saying you're not going to get any funding until you have an IEP. And these parents are at a loss. Because they don't have a school district writing it. And there's
don't miss
other circumstances.
This really trying to figure out, you know, what goals should I be setting? And you don't have the advantage of working with a speech language pathologist who can guide you in that. This is a wonderful resource that you know, they've been updating over the years. It's fantastic. I mean, I know AAC researchers who use these materials. So, you know, don't feel like you're getting just like the free version of things. These are really quality materials.
Yeah, that's great. We had a comment from one of our viewers. She says, wow, just chimed in at the right time. She says, can you make a public statement about the kids in technology who don't use it as communication? My district doesn't understand that the iPad decreases my son's attention and focus. We are low tech. Or can you point me to something that states this? We talked about this on Tuesday night too, about how when teaching more complex issues, Rosemary had shared that it's better to go low tech instead of high tech. Because she said,
I would say that's not been my experience. I would say that that there are times where low tech and no tech at all is terrific, but it has not been my experience that that the path should be no tech, low tech, and then high tech. I mean, I've worked, you know, I work with folks who have very significant disabilities where we've gone right to high tech and it's worked beautifully.
Good.
But it just goes, no, this is not a one size fits all proposition.
Yes.
You've got to know your kid, right? And
yes.
So the main thing that becomes problematic with tech, with iPads in particular, is when folks try to use their AAC app on an iPad that also has games and YouTube and fun things to do, right?
You got to put it on lockdown.
It's kind of... You know, it's kind of like, you know, like I'm starving and you give me a tray and it has kale and it has, you know, a Hershey's bar. I'm probably not going to go for the kale.
Exactly.
I know I should.
That's a whole lot of self-discipline.
Right. So the best practice is to, if you have a mobile device with an AAC app on it, for most kids, the best way to is to have it only be used for AAC and all of the other apps are on
good.
A separate device.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the best way to do it. It doesn't, as Nate is saying, he's got two iPads. Right, exactly. Now, that's not true for all kids. You know, like when I'm working with school-aged kids, they're pretty proficient with their AAC systems and all of that. What I might do is just like organize different folders for things. But even so, it's problematic because then they can't talk and time. And I don't like that, right?
Yes.
I don't like to restrict them. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, let's keep going. We're running out of time here, and I got lots of good resources to share with you. So more from Toby Dynavox. They have some great materials, including some books that go along with these core words that you were talking about with Rosemary. And so, again, these are a little bit level. With an app that they have that really prioritizes core words, but you could use it with any of them, right? And so they have information sheets of the how-to, but then the books that you can really download. And as you can see here, it has materials really at a variety of different levels. Yeah, so let's keep going. I think I have one more from Toby Dynavox. And these are some other resources. I really like to, you know, these tools, even though they're listed under resources for professionals. You know, our field has flattened a lot. I don't think there are certain things that only professionals should use and certain things only families should use. Everybody should have access to everything, and they provide that. But this helps, you know, everybody know where to look. But don't miss, just because you're not considering yourself a professional, don't miss those resources. They have wonderful tools. One that I like a lot is an analysis of the communication, like what should I be looking for in developing a good communication environment for my kid? That's just one of them. There's a ton there. They also have a free companion app called Pathways that really helps you learn more about the teaching of AAC. And so look for that. And then for those of you who are using things that are more on the Toby side, there's something called Page Set Central. The Toby devices are used, they're used for a variety of reasons. I think they are most well known for their eye gaze access devices for those kids that can't use their hands very well and they have to operate their technology with their eyes. But they do other things as well, you know, things that you can use to, you know, touch with your hands. But the cool thing about this resource I'm showing you, Page Set Central, is that you can download pages for your device that other people made.
Awesome.
So you say you wanted a Halloween page, or let's say you wanted a page to teach him how to compose emails, right? You can download that and customize it from there rather than starting from scratch.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. We only have a few minutes left.
Yeah. I just want to let Lauren know this is being recorded. It will stay on Facebook. It will also be uploaded to YouTube in about a week and a half. So, so yes, you will be able to come back and listen. I know Carol's audio on my end,
so let's,
every once in a while it cuts out, but I think that'll equal out when we play it back. Yes. So going on to
all right.
Four.
Yeah, so in the few minutes we have left, I just want to introduce you to a different kind of organization. This one is called Project CORE. It's run by the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill, their Center on Literacy and Disability Studies. And they have this longstanding project. They do a lot of school-based research, but it's wonderful stuff. They have terrific resources for folks with very significant intellectual disabilities and a tremendous amount of resources there. Go to the next slide, if you would, Peggy. I'll just quickly show you that they have downloadable AAC materials. Let's say that you are just getting started in this and you don't have any AAC materials. Well, I would encourage you to get a pathologist for this, but if you wanted to, but if you're skipping that step for some reason, know that you can download a lot of specialized materials and print out and use them. So the ones on the previous slide and then the ones on this slide, including some that you see for folks with low vision, right? Or cortical vision impairment, or that little thing in the middle, that's actually for kids that are completely blind. So there's a set of CORE vocabulary symbol 3D printer. And most schools, you know, high schools have these now, and some of our public libraries have them. And you can download the files and you can print a set of these symbols for your blind or deafblind child to use for communication. Pretty cool.
It looks like it has Braille on it, and then the letters written out, and then it's shaped.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. So we're going to switch next to a couple of resources where you can go for books.
Oh, awesome.
We have literacy as a vehicle for teaching language. And so we won't go into it in any detail, but this cough drop site that I introduced you to earlier also has downloadable books for CORE vocabulary. Next slide, please. And then a phenomenal resource also by the Center in Literacy and Disability Studies called Tar Heel Reader. And there are literally thousands of books. Books written by people like you and I and teachers and therapists and AT specialists that are uploaded there. So I wish I had more time to talk to you about Tar Heel Reader, but I do have a video about it on my website if anybody's interested.
Yeah,
you can either read it on the computer so that it reads to your child, or you can download it.
Okay.
Thank you. Next slide, please.
For that resource. All right. So videos.
All right. I also wanted to make sure that you got introduced to a bunch of videos that you can use in your teaching. And these aren't videos for you to learn about AAC. These are videos for you to use while you're teaching your kiddos, right?
Yeah.
So these different sites have different ones with, you know, different focuses. If we go to the next slide, one site that shows you just a whole bunch of different videos that this group made for different CORE words that you might be focusing on. So let's say you're focusing on the word some or the word put or the word stop and go. Right here are videos you could use with your kid, you know, as one of the learning activities that that you're going to be using.
And help them relate to it more versus just giving them a word and saying, okay, this is the new word.
And you know what?
A relationship with
you know, they don't want to hear just from one person all the time, right? I know as a therapist, they get sick of me. And so, you know, hearing other people, seeing other kids use it is really powerful.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, let's move on. We just have a few more slides. Thanks for learning, holding on with us. Songs are also such a good mechanism for learning, and I've been really excited about the differentiating songs specifically for AAC learning. So Mrs. Marlowe is a site who does a lot of AAC core vocabulary songs, speech and language songs. And then I found a YouTube channel that Tanya Lockhart curated that just have a variety of different videos that go along with some of the core words or other vocabulary that you may be teaching. So they're not specific designed, but there's no reason why they couldn't be helpful. We'll finish up in this last slide here. It is October, Global AAC Awareness Month. Yeah. And so if you are in the position where you want to purchase an AAC app, there are deep discounts at different points throughout the month. Mm-hmm. And the wonderful AAC SLP from Pennsylvania, Lauren Schwartzender, pulls together this graphic so that we all know what's on sale, how much it's on sale, when it's on sale. So you can check that out.
Perfect.
Yeah. So enjoy.
Yeah. Great. I got to pull both of us back up here. And I know our viewers have had a couple comments. They've been very excited about what you shared. Let me see if I can read through. Nina said, this has been absolutely amazing. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome, Nina.
And let's see. Oh, they were talking about, yeah, these have been excellent webinars. Well, thank you. Yes, we've had some amazing guests, and Carol, you have just been awesome. I think we could spend hours, if not months, trying to dig through all this material. But wow, what resources
there are. I know it's a little bit like drinking from a fire hose.
Yeah.
I hope you found, I hope everybody found at least one thing.
Right. And the thing is as homeschoolers, we've never delved into this. We don't delve into this subject unless we are going through a therapist. And so a lot of parents, just the homeschool realm itself, the special needs kind of sits on the edge of like just children who struggle in like minor areas. And I want to say they're minor.
Right.
They are still struggles. But yet more people are now homeschooling children with more profound issues. And so having these resources available to parents and telling them where they need to go and why they need to be working with a speech and language pathologist. And it's just so helpful. So I really appreciate
it. I'm so glad.
Yeah. And Lauren says, thank you for all this info. We'll be sure to chime in. Yes, we do this normally every week on Tuesday night. And so many group research. Now, one of you said something about Marion Blank was here, and she's coming back again in a couple weeks. We're going to be talking again about teaching children with autism how to read specifically. So,
oh, wonderful.
Yeah. So lots of good things coming up. But I will look forward to getting a PDF with all these resources so we can
give you
guys all these links to click on, because I know it would be hard to write them down through the slides. But it was so good to have your explanations too, because because oftentimes we look at these resources and we go, well, what would I use them for? Or how good are they in quality? And just to know that these companies, I think when you stated at the beginning, they are here to help you. They have a passion for this, and this is why they do it.
Right.
So that's important to know.
Exactly. We're very blessed in this field that we have manufacturers, vendors who love the mission. And, when you learn about the companies, most of them started because of some kind of person, someone who had a very significant speech disability or other disability. And so I think that kind of like, once you start that way, it kind of like just stays with you.
Yes. That passion comes from within. It's not just a money-making thing, or you just came up with this great idea and think everybody should use it. You developed it out of a heart to help someone, and now it's helping more with one person. Yeah.
Exactly.
So true. That's
well, thank you for this opportunity, Peggy.
Oh, you're so welcome. I appreciate you taking time out. I know you have a very busy schedule. That's why Friday worked for you instead of Tuesday night. And so we appreciate that. So, yeah. Well, thanks.
All right. Thanks, everybody.
Yep. I'm going to say goodbye to you. And so for the rest of you, we are still going to be going on with communication this month. And but next week, I'm out of town. That's why we did this Friday broadcast. But I will be speaking at the HTA conference, the Homeschool Trade Association conference, next Wednesday, and then going on to another conference as well after that. But I will be back for the following Tuesday to interview Dr. Erica Olympiou, and we're going to be talking about helping young adults recognize and communicate their emotions. And specifically, she deals with children or young adults on the autism spectrum. And we're going to talk about social emotional language and communication too. And then, like I said, after that broadcast, we will be talking again to Dr. Marion Blank, and we're talking specifically about communication with children on the autism spectrum. So, Nietzsche's, thank you. It's a pleasure, as always, to do these broadcasts. my internet is working. Praise Lord. Oh, and I did want you to see this. So if you go to Practical AAC, and I'm going to put up her website again. This is Carol's website. She has all these cute little graphics to celebrate AAC Awareness Month. And so if you just want to share something, you know, on Facebook, and you can download those right off of her website and share those. So that's a very neat resource. And of course, you can always find us at spedhomeschool.com. And we appreciate viewers like you who watch us on a weekly basis, or just catch a podcast, something on YouTube. It's our pleasure. We are here to help you and empower you to homeschool your children to their best ability and to help them be successful. That's what it's all about. So if you are not yet involved in our support group on Facebook, I encourage you to join. And that's where we talk about homeschooling and special needs all the time. So until I get back from my trip, have a great couple weeks, and I will see you back here on Tuesday night in a week and a half. And so thanks, everybody, for joining us, and have a good rest of your day.